This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. President Joe Biden is weighing responses to the death of three U.S. service members in Jordan Sunday in a drone strike the White House attributed to Iranian-backed militias. The attack has many U.S. lawmakers concerned about increasing U.S. military involvement in the Middle East following the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. VOA congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
On Capitol Hill, some Democratic senators are concerned a U.S. response could rapidly escalate a military conflict before lawmakers have a chance to authorize war.
This is an escalating war in the Middle East. The U.S. is getting drawn more and more into it. There's no congressional authorization for the U.S. participation in another war in the Middle East, so the time is probably now right for Congress to begin that discussion.
But lawmakers also recognize the need for a strong U.S. response.
Anyone who attacks the troops and puts Americans in harm's way, we're going to do everything we can to defend our.
Earlier this week, top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell said the Biden administration's policies had increased the threat posed by Iran. And other Republican lawmakers said Thursday any response should be carefully calibrated.
I'd like to know the president has a plan to not just stop this, but to put Iran in a position they will never do this again.
Catherine Gibson, VOA News.
Ukraine is claiming it used sea drones to sink a Russian warship in the Black Sea during a nighttime attack. Ukraine's military intelligence agency published a video it says shows naval drones assaulting the Russian missile-armed corvette Ivanovets on Wednesday night, apparently sinking it. Meanwhile, Russian investigators allege a Russian military transport plane that crashed last month was brought down by two U.S.-made Patriot missiles fired by Kyiv's forces. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The bodies of nine Pakistani nationals killed by gunmen in Iran last week were repatriated to their home country on Thursday. VOA's Rick Pantaleo tells us more.
Recently, unknown gunmen shot to death nine people in the southeastern part of Iran that borders Pakistan. Mohammad Wasim, the uncle of one of the nine killed, was on hand when the bodies were returned to Pakistan. Today, after 6 days, we received the bodies of our loved ones who were martyred by terrorists in Iran. According to a local official, Tehran handed over the bodies of the slain men at the Tuftan border crossing. The bodies were being flown to the city of Malton and then will be sent from there to their hometowns. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
British Foreign Secretary David Cameron has told the Associated Press that his country could officially recognize a Palestinian state after a ceasefire in Gaza without waiting for the outcome of what could be years-long negotiations between Israeli and the Palestinians on a two-state solution. Cameron said during a visit to Lebanon on Thursday that no recognition could come while Hamas remained in Gaza, but that it could take place while Israeli negotiations with Palestinian leaders were continuing. Cameron said that UK recognition of an independent state of Palestine, including in the United Nations, quote, can't come at the start of the process, but it doesn't have to be the very end of the process. 10 Oregon Republican senators who staged a long walkout won't be able to run for re-election, according to a higher court. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
The state Supreme Court said that the GOP senators who walked out to stall the legislature last year can't run for office again. They were attempting to stall bills on abortion, transgender health care, and gun rights. The court's decision upholds the Secretary of State's call to disqualify the senators from the ballot under a 2022 measure trying to stop boycotts like this, where a lawmaker can be barred from re-election if they have more than 10 unexcused absences. Five of the 10 lawmakers sued over the Secretary of State's decision. Senators Tim Knopp, Daniel Bonham, Suzanne Weber, Dennis Lindegum, and Lynn Finley. The boycott lasted 6 weeks, the longest in the state's history, and stalled hundreds of bills. I'm Haya Panjwani.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has reiterated his focus on strengthening his naval forces as he inspected the construction of new warships. State media said Friday that Kim called such projects crucial to the country's war preparations as he visited an eastern shipyard. Kim in recent months has been emphasizing his goals of building a nuclear-armed navy to counter what he portrays as growing external threats posed by the United States, South Korea, and Japan. Those nations have stepped up their military cooperation to cope with Kim's nuclear weapons and missile program. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.